Guys, how would you like to see the moon 80 times closer than ever before?
It's a brisk evening on 4th and South Streets, and two telescopes are pointing at the night sky. Behind the viewfinders are brothers Bill Green and Brendan Happy, the Philly Moon Men. Bill and Brendan encourage passerbyers in their Queen Village neighborhood to stop and look at the moon.
Oh! What? That's so cool!
So magnified up close.
It was amazing, I have to admit.
It was big. Look cool.
All the shapes and forms and craters and shadows. It's pretty amazing.
So we've really just taken up astronomy as a hobby. We've both grown up on the East Coast, and it's something special to be able to share the night sky with other people.
That's Bill, the older brother. He's an engineer who uses lasers to test optical instruments like lenses for cameras. Bill says cloudy or rainy weather conditions and Philadelphia's light pollution make viewing the moon challenging. But he's been able to show people some surprising things.
We've been able to point at the phase of Venus. We've been able to see Saturn's rings from South Street. We've even gotten a look at Jupiter's moons and the way that they change position.
Brendan, who makes up the other half of the Philly Moon Men, works as a manager at Sugar House Casino. He's frequently adjusting one of the telescopes with a remote control so the Earth's rotation doesn't push the moon out of their view.
When you look, you notice the focal point is about a moon and a half wide. So the moon moves one moon's length every minute and a half. Through that, that's almost halfway out of focus. So every 30 seconds or so, we have to constantly track it.
The moon men use several pieces of equipment. There's a 5-inch Newtonian telescope. That's the one with the remote. There's a 4-inch Cassegrain telescope, which is good for viewing stars and galaxies. And there's a pair of high-tech binoculars. You can spend a lot of money on telescopes, but the brothers are very thrifty. They've snagged their equipment, stylish blazers, and several astronomy books, all from Philly AIDS Thrift, a thrift store in their neighborhood. Under one of the telescopes is a jar of cash donations. Bill says they give the money back to Philly AIDS Thrift.
We see the potential for the moon and its beauty, its craters and its mountains, to unite people, to start conversations about astronomy, about what we have in common.
Local resident Nick Carmack recently moved to Philadelphia from Oregon. He says he's always been interested in looking at stars, but learned something new about the moon.
On my Tinder profile, it's like, okay, let's go hiking and look at the stars.
What do you see?
I see the moon. It's fascinating to see some of these craters. I'd like to know if the craters have been mapped, like the stars have been mapped, you know? Now I'm going to go look this up.
The Philly Moon Men will be out at night viewing the full moon until about December 27th and plan on viewing Jupiter in January. Trinae Nuri, WHYY News.